Hello and welcome to the Theme Park Trader podcast. I was trying to read at the same time. Clearly, I cannot do more than one thing at once. With me and
Me.
what happened to your voice?
I was drinking at the same time.
Yeah,
Clearly,
on
I can't do
sauce,
things
on the
without.
sauce. Disgusting on a Friday night. Straight vodka.
That's not Friday night, that's Monday night.
That's a Monday night, yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the wine now.
Yeah.
We should clarify for our families who may be disgusted listening to this.
I'm drinking a cup of
That yeah, we're
tea.
both currently drinking a cup of tea. So yes, I thought that it would be good for us to have a chat about our upcoming Disney trip and what we've yet to do, what we're planning, and what is yet to come. I
What we've
think.
yet to do and what is yet to
I
come.
don't know. It sounds like Christmas Carol now.
Oh,
So, yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Right, I was thinking specifically of talking restaurants, and what's really weird is when I record this with you, because I talk to you normally every day, I suddenly slip into my podcast voice, and I've really noticed it now.
What, when you talk to me every day, or
Now I've like slipped into.
this is how you talk?
Is it? I sound
Yeah.
this idiotic normally. Right,
You
that's gonna be.
don't sound any
That's
different.
gonna be an argument, I said.
What, for the truth?
Yeah, that's it. Marriage is not built on truth. Marriage is built on lies.
Right. 17 years and you just hit me with that bombshell.
Well, if you think we've been married for 17 years, we've got another conversation to have later. Okay, should we talk restaurants?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So you're super excited. I mean, you're on at me almost every day.
I'm sorry, I'm not the one who sent you a list of restaurants
No, but
while
you're
I was at
messaging me
work.
every single day going, oh, I'm really excited about this trip. I'm really excited
I
about this trip.
am.
Well, you don't sound it.
I am really excited. There you go. Is that better?
Not really. So we've got the dining plan, which people will criticize or not criticize. I've said it before, and I'm
Why would what?
if you let me carry on.
Where?
No, I've said it before that obviously it's not free. People criticize it because why are you spending all that money on a dining plan? No, go on. You want to say something?
Because then you don't have to worry about it when you're there.
That's why we're doing it, yeah. And I don't care what people
Especially
say.
with two kids.
And I've also worked out the restaurants that we go to, we end up saving money by buying the dining plan.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you make that sound like we go to all the top restaurants,
No, but I just buy the
like
most expensive thing on the menu.
what's it called? The one that we really didn't like when we were watching it.
When we were watching it, oh, that's not even on the dining
Victoria and
plan. That's not
Albert's.
on the dining plan.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, Granny's House. We did. That's the last episode you did, I think. We
Yeah.
were doing the poor reviews. So we've got 50, as far as I understand it, 15 credits. We
Each.
each. So we
Except for
have.
Phoenix, who has none.
Yeah, I actually have never shared the names of our children on the podcast.
Yes, you have. Multiple times.
Damn it. So we've got the top dining plan because there are only now two instead of three. The top dining plan is one sit down restaurant, one quick service, and one snack.
What is the one that they got rid of?
I think it's two,
Quick service.
no,
Ah.
two,
Oh, to sit down.
three, no, sorry, three credits, however you want to use it, I think it was. So you could have,
That's a good one.
yeah,
Three snacks in a day.
no, plus snacks, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you could have had breakfast, lunch, and dinner basically
Yeah, plus
every
snacks.
day.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I can't remember because it's not a thing anymore. So we've got the one that is one sit down, one quick service, one snack a day. They've taken away the second snack for this year. Because when Disney
Yeah.
giveth, they never giveth, they just taketh away.
Yeah, but did we really use it?
Yep.
No, we
We
didn't.
did. I'll tell you why we used it, because we used to swap a lot of our quick services for snacks. So you
Yeah,
also
to bring home.
no in the festivals we
Oh
used
yeah,
to do
but
it
we're
all the
not going
time.
for a festival, is she?
We're not going for a festival, and also that is no longer an option.
No, you can't swap quick service, which is really annoying.
It is annoying. We used to do it at Starbucks quite a bit as well, to get
Yeah, we
two
did
drinks and a
actually.
cake.
Yeah, you're
So
right.
we can't be doing that anymore
We
either.
used to do it as well in the shops to bring home stuff for people.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. Yeah,
No, stuff them. It's too expensive. I don't care if you are listening. It's too expensive.
you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention you again. So we've got 15 credits because we're there for 15 nights, and you get 1 credit per night. I say 15 credits, 15 credits, 15
Person
snacks, 15 sit downs, 15 quick services
each, yes.
each. So you, me, and Piper. I forgot the name of her, our child then. Phoenix is too young for a dining plan, so he will be sharing. Don't know how that's going to work because he's basically like a gremlin after midnight,
All
but
day.
24 hours a day. So we'll see how that's going to work. But you'll see from our list there are a few buffets.
A buffet. What the hell is a buffet?
It's a buffet.
A buffet.
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 Buffet. There are a few buffets on our list, and officially, because he's under three, he can just grab a plate and go to town. They're
Which he
gonna
will.
regret that. That rule, I'm sorry for everyone who's travelling next year, will have changed by next year.
All because of our
Thanks to
child.
our son. So I mean, we haven't confirmed these yet. We've not booked them yet. It's still, we can only book 60 days out. We're currently around just under 10 weeks. So it's not quite time to book. We're
I
booking
mean,
it
it's
Easter weekend, I
Easter
think, isn't
weekend,
it?
next
Yeah.
weekend. So we're
So
only like 68 days out.
yeah,
Not
there's not
bad.
far. So we're kind of at the last decision point. If anyone listening is thinking that we're making a stupid decision, or
Stuff.
no, there's still time to write just write to us at Theme Park Trader on Twitter, or me at Ryanogs, as or send me a DM and let me know what.
Does anyone ever do that?
Yeah, people do that.
Fair enough.
People often slide into my DMs.
Do
Yeah,
they? Didn't mention
giving me restaurant recommendations. Nothing else. Nothing.
that. Oh, that's a
The only
shame.
saucy conversation I get is what condiment to go with my meal at Walt Disney World.
It's
You should have seen the look I got before I suddenly changed it to condiment.
on
But if anyone does want to send me pictures of condiments, I'm open for that as well.
You're gonna get a lot of shit pictures now.
Saucy pictures.
Saucy pictures.
We'll have a good week next week then. Lots of ketchup, lots of mayonnaise. Don't send me mayonnaise, actually.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard is fine, but not mayonnaise, because you could put that in places that might not look like mayonnaise.
God's sake, you're really setting yourself up for this.
So yeah, if you do think that we're making a mistake, let us know.
And we'll
Or
do it anyway.
if you've got other ideas of restaurants that we're not mentioning here, and then again, let us know. There is a bit of a difference this year, I would say. This is the first year that we've actually taken the fact that we've got children seriously when selecting restaurants.
Yes, after the disaster that was last
Well,
year.
there's a few omissions, is what I'm saying, and a few
Yeah.
additions that we would never pick in a million years if it was just me and you.
Princess dining, for
Well, let's not
instance.
spoil it. Let's not spoil it.
You're literally about to mention it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll go through the 1 credits and then the potential 2 credits, and we'll see if they add up, because I'm not sure if they will yet.
We
But
worked it out the other
I mean,
day.
yeah, but that was the other day. So, I mean, first, and this is no particular order, it's just the order that I've written it down. So first on the list is a favourite, even though it has made a sale multiple times.
No. Favorite for who?
Me.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have one favourite.
Yeah, but you said a favorite as if it was everyone's favorite.
It is everyone's favourite. Oh, also, I didn't get to actually enjoy it last year, because
It's
I
not
don't know
everyone's
if I
favorite.
mentioned I couldn't taste
I
my
was going to
food.
say. But you could smell it when it came out the other room,
I couldn't know.
everyone else could.
I wasn't ill.
I'm choking.
So the first one on the list is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, and for me, it's a top five. It's a top five.
Yeah, I can't agree.
I would go here 3 times in the trip if I could.
Yeah,
Easy.
I just get ill. There's something in that
In the chicken,
mix that they,
mix.
yeah, like the batter, bread
Yeah, but
crumb.
it's not just you, like
No, that's why it's got to be something in the mix
yeah.
because the chicken's never undercooked.
No, the chicken, I mean, we'd be really ill if the chicken was
Yeah.
undercooked. It has to be something not quite going down well with our UK palate.
No, you could be right.
We're not used to those
But you're fine.
southern rooted flavors. It's a Florida thing. So, chicken batter with a hint of racism.
That's what you were getting out there.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what I was getting. I just had to point it out.
I mean, I got what you're doing, but you're just looking at me really intently,
Yeah,
and no
but
one can see
I was
that.
hoping you would pick up on it and mention it, so I didn't like the bad guy. But yeah, I love it there. I think, the good thing is you can get an alcoholic drink with your meal, whether it be quick service or not, or sit down even. Sadly, not a snack, because then I'd be having a great day.
What's not a snack? Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They used to be, didn't they? No,
No,
they
they
do.
never have been.
Can you still get an alcoholic drink with your meal? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Sorry,
And you're
I'm not gonna lie, I did switch off for a minute.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed because you suddenly stopped looking at me and started looking at the TV.
Wasn't looking at TV, I was looking at your hair, actually.
What's wrong with my hair?
No, I just realized how much it looks like Phoenix is today.
Oh. Great. He's 9 months and has very little, so.
Really fluffy, it's but I'm scared.
Well, I had a late shower today, so that's why.
Right. Anyway, back
Yeah.
on topic.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one veering off topic. I thought Dan and I went off on tangents. Homecoming, yes, I think I will get some biscuits, those biscuits are
Oh,
something special, aren't they?
biscuits. Because they're very rich.
They are very rich biscuits, but I'm not going to not order them.
No, that's true. I might just. Oh, no, I can't.
I will risk explosive diarrhea for those biscuits.
Oh, you were fine last year.
Yeah, but I couldn't taste
But
anything.
that's the only thing all of. Oh, except obviously the chicken.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea with two kids, especially the little one who's prone to illness?
Yeah. Is
Is it
what
a
a good
good
idea?
idea?
Yeah,
Homecoming?
I think it's a good idea. I just think we just have to be selective of what we give our children. I mean, Piper was fine last year. I just
Well, she
think,
was.
we
She would
won't
eat though.
give them the fried chicken. They can have something else. What are you doing with
Piper had to shingles. Nothing.
You were doing your tongue like Barty Crouch Jr. and it was throwing me off a little bit.
Put tea on my lip.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. Suddenly, I thought you were going to morph into a snake or something.
Just to make it clear, he doesn't morph into a snake.
No, I know, but for some reason they added that to the film where he pretends to be a snake half the time.
Yeah, it was weird.
I think that's David Tennant's weakest performance,
It is 100%. I try and forget about it.
Yeah, so do I. Probably forget about that whole film series, apart from one and two, to be honest. Because it's crap.
Anyway,
Okay, Homecoming.
oh my God, are we still at
Yeah, we're
Homecoming?
still on Homecoming. I love it. I'll always go back there. I think the servers are always good. I love the theme of the restaurant. I mean, last year we sat outside, which was lovely.
It was really nice, actually. It wasn't too hot, was it?
It's got,
Phoenix was asleep in the buggy.
yeah, it was
Piper was a
perfect.
really good girl.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was
it was really
perfect.
nice.
I don't know if we're going to replicate that this year, given it's going to be much hotter. We're going to have
Oh, I don't know.
a one-year-old.
These evenings might be quite nice after the hot day.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'd be open for sitting outside again, but probably not.
Maybe not because of the mozzies, if
Well,
you.
they've got that whole netted area around the back
Oh yeah, of course they have.
on the decking. So Homecoming's got everything.
Except the food.
Well, it's got food. You just might have runny poos afterwards.
I think we've still got to chat about that one.
No, there's no chat. It's being booked.
You've chosen every single restaurant on that list.
I have not.
Okay, which one's missing?
Which one is missing?
Yak and Yeti.
It's on the list.
Oh, it is now. It wasn't earlier.
It's on my list. I would have had it as well. Right. Well, we used to spot that, so that's at the bottom of my list. So can we go one at a time, please? Back to Homecoming. I also like the desserts there as well. I think they're rather excellent.
I can't
Pecan
remember.
pie.
Oh, yeah, that was quite nice, actually. I can't
Yeah.
remember what else it was.
I should have got my phone up really to have menus when we were talking through this.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's at my cue.
That's your cue. Do you
Right.
want me to use your phone because it's faster?
Yep.
Just make sure you've not got that tab open with my birthday present.
What birthday present?
Great. My birthday's next week, but okay.
No, it's not. It's the week after that.
Oh, so it works out when it's for you.
What are you talking about? Not payday till next week.
Okay. The amazing mundane conversations that make it into our episodes of the podcast. I mean, we are filling time, to be fair.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the menu of Homecoming because we've not spoken about Homecoming enough yet.
Clearly.
Okay. And we could go for brunch, but we're not. We're going for dinner.
Oh, it's brunch.
Well, brunch is something between breakfast and
Is it?
lunch.
Funny. I like how
Okay.
you make yourself laugh.
Oh, it did make me laugh. Main plates. It's the famous fried chicken. Any day of the week, that's what I'm getting.
I think I'll get a chicken burger.
$34 is an insane amount for some fried chicken, though, isn't it?
If we get the biscuits, though, we've
Yeah.
got to pay for them.
Well, there is a biscuit that comes with your fried chicken if you order that. I probably will pay for a side of biscuits, though. Should we see how much that is?
Oh,
Buns and
about
such?
$15.
Oh, you're probably right. Biscuits, $8.
Oh,
That's all
wow.
right, isn't
That's
it?
not too
That's
bad.
okay.
Phoenix will demolish them then.
You can
It's a
get
simple
some. You can
sandwich.
get Mama's mac and cheese for $9. That doesn't sound appetizing, does it?
Mine's meh.
Mama's mac and cheese. So you've got braised short ribs, a skillet fried chicken palliard. That's what my dad had last year.
Oh, yeah,
That was massive,
massive,
wasn't it?
wasn't
Yeah.
it?
Fried chicken and donuts, shrimp and grits, country fried steak, baby back ribs.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say
Baby
that,
back, baby
literally.
back, baby back, baby back, rib.
Kitchen plate, which is a sampling of three different house-made sides. Is that what you had?
No, I had chicken burger.
Oh. Chopped pork
I might do that
barbecue.
this year if
Yeah.
it's part of the dining plan.
They all will be.
You're gonna make me go.
Chogo chicken and mahi-mahi. And
Kids'
the...
meals.
I don't care about the kids.
You will once
Fish
you get to
stick. There you go.
Tango's.
Sorted. Or fried chicken tenders.
Shocking.
Fish sticks.
Chicken nugget.
Dessert for kids. Donuts and ice cream. Nice and healthy.
Oh yeah. What does it? She's on holiday,
Okay.
and she's got to share with her brother. Leave her alone.
What the? I'm sure the cocktails they have here are pretty good as well. No. Oh, espresso martini. Oh, the white peach sangria. That is
I was quite upset
that is
then. I
really
don't like
nice.
sangria. I don't mind white sangria. I think it's the red wine I don't like.
Yeah, that is nice actually. I'll probably get that. Where are the desserts?
Calm down.
No, we can't. We missed him. Sweetness. Oh
I
yeah.
would go, yeah.
Hummingbird cake. Hot fudge bourbon brownie. Bourbon, even. Not bourbon. Bourbon's a biscuit. Bourbon's a drink.
Woman's an English biscuit.
Yep. Shine cake. Everglaze donuts. Chocolate pecan pie. Oh.
That was creepy. Anyone listening?
No. I guarantee you there's some people that enjoyed that. Okay. We're going back there. Right. Next on the list.
Why
Ohana.
they're like, when we're not doing anything the next day, then?
Well, we can't go in the pool just in case. What?
We can't go to a pool or the water, but it's going to have to be a mini golf. Oh, no, there's no toilets.
Well, I reckon, I mean, Epcot's but your best bet because you can, poop around the world.
True. Magic Kingdom is
Imagine
quite a lot of
that.
toilets.
What an achievement that would be.
What, to poo around the world?
One poo in every toilet in one country. Well, I don't think there's a toilet in every country, annoyingly, but you could, that if anything, that's helpful for us.
What? That there's
It,
not a toilet in
there's
every
not a
country.
toilet in every country because, 11 poos is quite a lot. Maybe we could do it between us.
Many poos do you think
Well, after homecoming, probably about 9 or 10. Okay, so yeah, this is a new one for us. We've never been, I've never been here either.
Are we changing the restaurant now? Yeah.
We're moving on to
Moving.
another restaurant. Yeah. Ohana in the Polynesian.
Yeah, we're both quite excited about that one, aren't
Yeah, I
we? Although
mean,
I wanted to go for character, but we're not.
you want to go for the breakfast? We've got a lot of breakfast though,
Yeah,
haven't
exactly.
we?
That's why it's fine.
As much as I'd like to meet Stitch and Lilo, or Lilo and Stitch as they're more commonly known, for breakfast,
Nobody knows who Stitch and Lilo are.
I'd love to do that. I just think we'll come on to it, but we've got quite a lot of breakfast booked. Yeah, Ohana, like we love the Polynesian. Like we I think
I
especially
think
last year we fell in love with it, didn't we?
I've been once
Yeah.
and I fell in love with it. Like, absolutely fell in love with it. I just want to go to the pool. Can we not just pay for a day to go to the pool at
No,
Polynesian?
you have to stay there.
Can you just pay to go to the pool? Anyone knows if you can pay and go in the pool.
I'm sure Bob Iger could turn up and go in the pool. Maybe we can send him a message. See if he can get us
Do it.
in.
Tweet him.
Well, Bob, I know you're busy with a potential board takeover at the minute, but if you could sort us out in the Polynesian pool, that'd be great. Cheers, mate. Oh yeah, so Ohana for dinner, which we've never been to Ohana. It's buffet, which is great. We've got a lot of buffets, but
Yeah, that's good though, because we're not paying for Phoenix.
yes, that's true actually. What have they got? They've got mixed green salad.
Yeah,
That
what?
sounds
So
nice.
lettuce.
Yeah, Americans. I'm sorry, Americans, but your salads are terrible.
It's because they're not salad.
You can't cook. You can't put lettuce and chicken and put a load of bloody
Caesar.
sauce or whatever
Yeah.
dressing,
Yeah.
and call it a salad. I'm sorry, you can't.
I
That's wrong.
mean, it's my type of salad because I don't like all the other stuff that goes in the salad.
Well, why are you complaining then?
Except cucumber. I'm not. I
All
said
right.
lettuce. You're the one who started complaining.
Okay. Signature Ohana bread with honey butter,
Oh, that sounds unreal.
honey coriander chicken wings, pork dumplings tossed in garlic chili sauce. The Ohana dinner skillet, which is wood fire grilled teriyaki beef, spicy peel and eat shrimp, grilled chicken with Polynesian inspired chimichurri sauce, Ohana noodles, and roasted seasonal vegetables. And then for pudding, Ohana bread pudding, which is, comes with caramel sauce.
That doesn't really sound like a buffet to me.
Yeah, but
Is
you can keep
it a
ordering as much.
table?
Yeah, but
Oh.
you can keep ordering as much as you want.
Yeah.
And they also have hummus
Oof.
and cocktails. Should we have a look at what cocktails? Back scratcher. Pineapple mule. No, ginger beer. That's disgusting. Pina colada. There you go. You're sorted.
If you love pina coladas.
I might go for a pina colada. Pina colada. I
Oh
think you prefer that one,
yes,
don't
I
you?
do. That's the one with the raspberry in it, isn't
Yeah, the
it?
Bacardi
Ooh.
raspberry rum blended with flavors of coconut, pineapple, and raspberry puree.
Yes,
I'd
that is
probably
the
go for that as
one.
well. Or the white sangria.
Go on, how much are they?
How much does it cost? Well, it's free to us.
Oh, what, even that cocktail would be free.
Yes.
Yes,
You
brilliant.
get a cocktail or beer with your meal, yeah. Or a glass of wine.
A cocktail is in the same standard as a beer and a glass of wine.
Well, Disney prices, yeah.
Nice.
So I think we're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, did you look at the kids? Is there a separate one for
No, there's
kids?
not separate kids.
Okay, so the kids not eating anything then.
They'll have the bread pudding.
Great.
No, they'll have some stuff there. Or we could just say bring some fries. I'm sure they'll be able to bring some fries out. I think, no, she'll eat the bread. I mean, Phoenix will eat anything.
Yeah, I'm aware he will. She's not.
I think she'll eat some of that. So we're on, yeah, next one on the list is Chef Mickey's breakfast.
Yeah, at the Contemporary, another one I want to go to.
The contemporary, yeah. Where you meet Mickey, Pluto, Minnie, Goofy Donald, the Fab
But
Five.
Mickey doesn't come around to the table, you actually have to queue up for him, which is really annoying.
Well, that was what they were doing before. I don't know if they're still doing that.
We literally watched a vlog on it the other day.
Yeah, but can you really believe these bloggers?
Well, yeah, when you actually see it happening.
Yeah, but it could be AI.
Okay.
No, that's a bit annoying. But the queue's not going to be big because it's only people in the restaurant.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I'm not that excited for that. It looks like a standard American buffet breakfast, which is never normally bad. It's never normally bad, but it's like nothing particularly exciting. It's like he knows I'm trying to talk.
I do like an American breakfast, American buffet breakfast in Disney.
I'll tell you what, it does give us an opportunity to have
What?
more biscuits.
What, breakfast?
I think so.
Oh, I like the streaky bacon. Just give me a tray of that, please.
No, that bacon's terrible.
Oh, what? You like streaky bacon?
Yeah, but I prefer our bacon.
Oh.
So yeah, so that ticks off five characters for Piper, which is great.
It's not for Piper.
I know it is for Phoenix's birthday, but
It's not for Piper.
it does tick off five characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fine. I know it's for Phoenix's birthday, but he's only going to be one.
I know, but that's the sole reason we're doing it, not to tick off characters.
Yeah, but it does mean we don't have to queue for them for the rest of the trip. Then the next one on this is another breakfast. Again, we went for breakfast here because it was one credit versus two for lunch and dinner, I think. And it's which one is it called? What's it called, Donna?
The shoes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Arkitrage. And this is the one for Piper in the Norway Pavilion in Epcot, and it's a princess themed one.
It is.
Similar things
It's
to.
like my worst nightmare because you can actually see their faces.
I know, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not doing any of the talking.
Yes, you are.
No, there's no
We've
way.
already agreed that you're the one talking to them.
No.
Yes.
There's no way.
If you hadn't noticed, Ryan's still trying to get up the menu, which is why we're filling for time.
Yeah, well, it's not easy to try and talk and.
They're right, I'm ready.
Well, that was a lot of tabs, though, isn't it? It's a lot of tabs. So yeah, the thing is with this one, you don't know who you're going to meet, and if she's like, oh, I really want to meet Aurora, and she's not there, we could have a bad time.
No, we're not, because she's clever enough to explain to her that she might not be there.
Yeah, true. So on the menu, on the official Walt Disney World menu for oh, shush. Breakfast pastries and accompaniments. Don't know what accompaniments mean.
I would imagine
Butter.
like jam, butter.
Mixed fruit. I mean, that won't be fresh. It'll be covered in sugar and disgusting.
No, it's normally fresh. It
Oh,
just looks old.
yeah. So it's not fresh, is it? Potato casserole. Scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, and Norwegian waffles.
Oh, that's a come to the table one
Just to
again.
come to the table one again, yeah.
Oh, man.
No alcoholic options here.
For breakfast, I would imagine.
I'm on holiday, so yes, for breakfast. Give me a mimosa or something. So yeah, next one. Those two are definites, I think, because the kids.
Yeah, because we're going to Magic Kingdom afterwards for Phoenix's birthday, so that works. And then Piper has already chosen Epcot for her birthday.
Yeah, even though she doesn't know she's going.
Yeah, we sort of had a roundabout conversation about it on the way home from nursery.
Yeah. I mean, she's my daughter. Epcot's her favorite park. For now.
Indeed, it is.
For now. Another one on the list that we go to every year, which I think, I get a bit of stick for this, but
From who?
from some of our listeners, T-Rex Cafe.
Oh,
Never let us down. Great place.
it has never let us down. Rainforest, on the other hand,
Right? Yeah, I'm not keen on
same
Rainforest.
people, but it's the one at Animal Kingdom is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, that was bad. We haven't been to the one in Disney Springs for some time, actually.
We've only been once.
No, we've been more than that. We've been more than that.
Think we have, okay.
But yeah, the food's decent.
The
The
only thing I
desserts
will
are
say.
great.
The only thing I will say is that they've changed the menu, and I used to like the three stack plates you got for the starters. That's what I
Yeah.
used to have as my main meal.
Yeah.
Can't get that anymore. It's very sad.
Very
Anyway.
sad.
Yeah, it's never let us down. Piper hated it the first time we went.
Well, we were sat next to a massive dinosaur.
Yeah, but she'd never been. She didn't quite realise they were gonna kick off every time every 15 minutes.
And at the time she was what, two, just?
Two and a half.
I mean,
Almost.
when you see a dinosaur, you're like, crap, that's a real dinosaur that's gonna eat me at that age.
But then last year, absolutely loved it. Phoenix couldn't have cared less.
No.
So we're going to go back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The key lime pie there is excellent as well. Raglan Road. So this is one that I
Yeah.
was very much against going to because I when we went, me and you on our honeymoon, it must have been.
I loved it.
I wasn't that keen. I didn't think the food was amazing. To be honest, the food,
You didn't, it wasn't the food, it was the atmosphere that you
yeah.
didn't like.
Also, the food was like my dad sold it as like the best burger I've ever had in my life.
Which he
So,
still believes.
and it's not. It's not.
No.
It was nice. It was nice, but it's not the best burger I've ever had.
No.
And I thought again, the food was good last year.
Yeah,
The
it was
bread
good.
pudding was insane, like so good.
And you got told off for not eating
Did I?
it. Yeah, by the waiter.
And I shared it as well.
No.
So yeah, I'm definitely I'm looking forward to going back there. Pipe again, like Piper loved it. I'm sure Phoenix will love it this year as well.
Piper loved the dancing.
Yeah. So I'm
And
looking
on the
forward to
back of
going back
that, we're
there.
going to see Riverdance next year.
Well, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You weren't invited.
I wouldn't have said yes if anyone was. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The menu is like more like burgers and things like that, isn't it, really?
The rest of Disney.
Yeah, but it feels like we could have, I think they have like sausage something or other. Do you remember?
No. I don't remember what I had. I was too busy.
Too busy.
Yeah. Trying to get Phoenix sorted. And
Yeah.
trying to get Piper to eat our mac and cheese.
Yeah. So dinner is it's all to savor. No, we don't want that. It's all to devour. Bangers and mash, like that's boring.
Yeah, but it's a typical British meal, isn't it? I put that
Irish.
in there.
Irish.
I said British. What part of Ireland are we going to?
I don't know.
Well, I can say British then, can't I?
Some bangers and mash, $27 some bangers and mash. That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a lot of profit.
The OMG burger, dry aged prime short rib and brisket beef burger, Irish bacon. Cheddar, Irish cheddar, crispy fried onions with Jameson Irish whiskey barbecue sauce. I think that's what I had, and it was actually quite
Oh,
nice.
that sounds unreal.
They got salmon.
I think I had brisket burger. Is there a brisket burger?
And I'm not there yet. Worth the wait beef sandwich. 12-hour braised beef, garlic, aioli, sautéed mushrooms, crispy onions, and smoked cheddar on a ciabatta.
Oh yeah,
That's what you
that
had,
would have
isn't
been
it?
what I had here.
I mean, that's $27. That's insane.
That was good though.
This time it's chowdhury, which is creamy, not crispy. It'd be a bit disgusting if it was crispy.
Gross.
Creamy Irish seafood chowder with smoked haddock, salmon, cod, and Atlantic shrimp with Guinness and treacle bread and Kerrygold butter. That sounds quite nice, actually.
Kerrygold butter.
Yeah. Risotto.
Risotto.
I got a wild mushroom
Not a
risotto.
risotto.
Shepherd's pie. Braised and pulled beef and lamb.
Oh,
Both of them together.
so we're doing a shepherd's and a cottage
That's not
pie.
a shepherd pie, is it? Both of them
Shepherd's is
together.
lamb.
Yeah. Not both, though,
Cottage
is it?
pie is beef.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
it's definitely not both.
No, it's not both.
That's unbelievable. They've got a gnocchi, a gnocchi.
Gnocchi. What, the
Gnocchi?
pasta?
Yeah.
Potato,
A
even.
handmade potato gnocchi, seared Foley's, George's scallops, crispy pork belly, tomatoes, and kale. Now you're talking chicken sandwich. Chicken pie, do try. A serious steak. I mean, 10 ounces, it's not that serious. Fish and chips. Me ma's best chicken.
Mama.
Me ma! They asking for that.
Hope we get a better seat though, because you couldn't see any of the dancing. You have to get up and
Yeah.
squish your way around, and it is absolutely round in there all the time.
Yeah, it is. Let there be no rush pork. The slow lamb, braised beef, Ragden salmon salad, that salad with chicken, Dublin deli, which is a house-made chicken curry with onions, peas, and steamed rice, and Krispy Kreme goat's cheese salad. Lots of options there, actually. Not as many options as I. More options on the menu now than I remember from last year, to be honest. I'm
That
wondering
sounds
if
good
last year
though.
we're still suffering from COVID, because the
Maybe
menus definitely
not.
seem smaller
Yeah,
when we were
they
there.
maybe there's more in it because of the dining plan back. I don't know.
I think there were still supply issues because of COVID.
I mean, it had been 3 years.
Well, yeah, since the start, though, the Disney World hadn't been open probably for just over a year. You'd
Okay,
be
so 2
amazed at how
years.
many issues we, like, staff as well, was a big issue still last year.
It was rammed in there last year. That's the only thing I didn't like about it,
Yeah.
was how busy it was. And the because they let people come in and just sit at the bar and watch the dancing.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, I don't think they should.
No, I agree. You have to have a reservation. For dessert, they've got chocolate, double chocolate mousse, caramel sauce, chocolate brownie, a cheeseberry bake, which is baked strawberry cheesecake, bread and butter pudding, like no other you've ever tried, apparently. And it was, to be fair. Apple and blackberry crumble. That's the desserts.
Yeah, I probably won't be
D
having dessert.
desserts are a bit weak.
Yeah, they are. What
We'll
about the kids'
just
menu?
order two bread puddings and I'll eat both.
I don't want bread pudding.
Yeah, but you don't want dessert, you just said.
Okay.
So I'll order two bread puddings and I'll eat
What, and
both.
die?
Well, be worth it. Kids' dessert is ice cream, vanilla or chocolate
You
ice
didn't read the
cream.
kids' menu.
I'm going on there, Dipper. Grilling chicken. Something that's not
Great.
fried.
Another chicken.
Golden chicken, fried.
Oh my God.
Atlantic fish, here we go.
Fish.
Fresh Atlantic fish, deep fried.
No,
Why
it
has everything got to be fried, Disney?
because kids don't eat it, or what?
And 10 points if you can get the classic.
Mac and
Mac and
cheese.
cheese, that's all that's
That's
there.
what she had last year. But she didn't really like it, so I think we'll be getting Phoenix that and her some girl. I've sort of come up with the fact that I think we're going to have to be buying him a meal.
No, there's no way. We're not going to have the funds to buy him a meal every time.
Okay.
It's not, we have literally have not got the funds for it. next on the list is, this is one that I'm definitely umming and ahhing about, and I know you are as well, is Roundup Rodeo.
Not sure.
Like, the food looks great
For you.
for me, but I'm not sure you're, I mean, I think you would like it, but I'm not sure Piper would.
I don't like ribs and stuff.
There's other things as well. But also, like, the inside looks cool, but, like, with no characters, it just feels like that might fall off our list.
Yeah, they're missing the trick with the characters.
Yeah,
You
like,
put all the characters in that restaurant, you're not gonna have
add
like the
$10.
bottleneck in Toy
No.
Story Land either.
Yeah, and add $10
Yeah.
to the theme, and You'd get people in there. So yeah, possibly. I think probably that one's going to fall away, to be honest. This is a shame because I do think Pine would like it in there, but
I'm not going to lie, it doesn't look like we're happy having many quick services.
why?
We've got a lot of sit downs going on.
Yeah, but we'll be, you can't just have one sit down today and that's all your
Oh,
food.
really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What?
Nothing.
So there's two options next for both in Coronado Springs. One is Maya Grill, which we've been to before and was nice. That kind of Mexican food.
Yeah.
And the other is Toledo, which is
Where's this? Disney Springs?
Coronado
Oh,
Springs,
Coronado Springs.
which is
I like my grill.
Toledo is tapas, steak, and seafood.
I think I'll be going to Mexican.
Well, I think the tapas I thought would be quite nice for everyone. Would you like to see Chef Signature Dinner for two for $155?
No, there's four of us.
The tapas, they've got chorizo, octopus. Oh, this sounds great. And we're not going here. When I say it sounds great, it means that I won't like it. So, next one on this is Beaches and Cream. I thought this is going to be a great one for the
Oh
kids.
yeah, and me. Can we get the kitchen sink? Oh,
I don't think we can on the dining plan, though.
can we just get the kitchen sink between all four of us to share?
Yeah, but then
It's
that's
got to be
like a
done.
wasted dessert on the dining plan.
It's got to be done.
It hasn't got to be
It
done.
has got to be done.
So we see what's on the for the last time I remember the entrees are very basic, aren't they?
But they were good, basic.
You've got an Angus beef burger, French dip sandwich, toasted French roll served with thinly sliced roast beef, Swiss and jus, topped with crispy fried onions. The Impossible Burger, cheddar bacon ranch chicken sandwich, Beaches and Cream grilled cheese with creamy tomato soup. We said we wanted to try one of those. Maybe that's the
I'm not
place to
having
try
one for
it.
dinner.
And a Reuben sandwich. That's it. That's all the options.
When I said
Desserts.
I wanted to try grilled cheese and soup, I meant at home.
Oh, okay. Desserts, cookie fries with dipping sauce.
Nice.
Strawberry shortcake and brownie à la mode. That's the only three desserts they have.
Oh, they're taking away the kitchen sink.
No, I do think it's on here. The kids have a create your own entree, grilled chicken sandwich, turkey sandwich, something different. Mac and cheese, hot dog.
I just don't understand why they can't have what's on the adult menu.
Yeah.
Like, do they really think that's all kids eat?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Because what you're going to be having like twice a day.
The kitchen sink is $38.
Ouch.
Scoops of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream, and mint chocolate chip. Topped with hot fudge, peanut butter, Snickers pieces, fresh baked brownie, as well as in every additional topping we have. Also available, chocolate lovers or Neapolitan. I don't like peanut at all, really.
Oh, don't eat that bit then.
Oh, yeah, I'll try and get rid of the hot peanut butter and Snickers pieces
I
and the
mean,
mint ice cream.
there's two of us there that'll eat all of that. Three of us.
And they do shakes as well. So I think we'll be going. I think we'll go there. It's a fun one for the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've just realised we haven't got the plaza on that list.
Well, but that we can get rid of Rannoch Rodeo for the Plaza.
They're in two separate parks.
Doesn't matter. Which is, yeah, which is again is quite a basic one, isn't it?
Yeah, but last time we went, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we do.
We're gonna have to branch out on our quick services, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. Should we have a quick look at the menu for the plaza?
No, I think it's pretty much the same as Beaches and Cream, isn't
No.
it?
Meatloaf. A pot roast stack, which is slow roasted beef piled high on thick cut toast with mashed potatoes, onion gravy, and onion rings. A crab cake sandwich. That sounds nice, actually. Bacon cheeseburger, crispy chicken sandwich, impossible chili burger, chef's salad. You know what's in the chef's salad?
This is
Roasted turkey, smoked ham, Swiss, cheddar, hard-boiled eggs, tomatoes, and cucumber over
God.
romaine with your choice of dressing. Actually, that sounds like quite a nice salad.
Yeah, exactly.
A triple-decker turkey club sandwich
Oh.
and a chicken Waldorf salad. The kids' entrees include, go on, see if you can guess,
Chicken nuggets.
grilled chicken strips.
Mac and cheese.
Is not on the list.
Hot dog.
No.
Fish fingers.
No.
Meatloaf.
No.
So just chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, cheeseburger, hamburger, turkey sandwich, or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich on its own.
Peanut butter, no, you get two sides as well, which is seen as seasonal vegetables. Who's having seasonal vegetables with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Also, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich is $10.50.
Oh my God.
That's insane, isn't it? And do you want to see what's the on the desserts? We've got Tiana's Chantilly Cake, Original Banana Split, the Plaza Restaurant Sundae, Chocolate Layer Cake with Caramel Popcorn Mousse, Cotton Candy Cheesecake, Dark Chocolate Banana Bread Pudding with Soy Milk Frozen Dessert. I think we'll go there.
Maybe. It doesn't sound as good as it used to.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
And just because I wanted the crab cake, whatever. It just sounds quite quick servicey, doesn't it? Like even more so. Cape May Cafe. So that's one that we looked at the other day.
That's a fish one, isn't it?
But it wasn't just fish, to be fair.
No.
It's a buffet restaurant. It seemed like it had stuff for all of us, so we'll go there probably as an evening one.
Yeah.
Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, it's always a go-to, that one.
Like, we have to go there every time. Amazing food. I think top three for me. And I always forget what it's called.
What, Yak and Yeti? You
Yeah,
do, don't you? You struggle.
always. I
Yeah,
always
good one.
struggle. Yeah, it's one of my favorite
I also
restaurants.
really like Yak and Yeti quick service.
Oh, we'll definitely be
Very
going
nice.
there. Yeah, it's really good there, isn't
Well,
it?
you want the Flame Tree.
Yeah, but we're going to be in Animal Kingdom more than once.
Well, that's already twice.
Yeah, I do want to try the Avatar quick service as
Oh, yeah, you
well.
do, don't you?
I've been saying that every single time we've gone.
Well, if we're going to Yak and Yeti, we'll go to the Avatar quick service.
Yeah, I'll have a spring roll on the way to
I
Avatar.
mean, we don't have to have the same quick service, do we?
No. And then the only two credit ones we've got written down at the minute are the Boathouse, which I think last year was our best meal.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I think we'll try and go for like the same kind of time because that changeover period
Black
was quite nice,
Four
wasn't it?
o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Paddlefish.
Oh, really? There was no
Yeah.
paddlefish.
No, it's on the list currently. I sent you the whole list.
Paddlefish wasn't on
Was it not?
it.
Did
No.
I add Paddlefish?
You must have, because it wasn't on.
Well, when we went, I wasn't that keen. But last year, the food was really good. Obviously, you went there, but
It's fish.
no, it's not just fish. We'll look at the menu. But if we were to go to all of those, which I don't know if we are, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 credits.
Nice. Every
But,
day sorted then.
I'd be open to removing Paddlefish and going to the Boathouse twice.
That's two credits though.
Yeah, but so is Paddlefish.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, it's good, isn't it? Like, we did really enjoy
It depends on the kids' food though. We need to
it.
try and mix it up for don't we?
Yeah, we do. But I think last year, the. What I thought was good there, I think they had colouring there for her.
That's it.
And they had, and their food was served in one of the, like, cardboard, like, one of the boats that go out on the lake.
Yeah, it was actually.
It was.
They kind of included her as well.
They did.
They didn't just ignore the fact that there was a child there.
Which a lot of, like, the Celia, which is what, people will be screaming out, why is the Celia not on the list? Because the service to the children, and to you, but more so the children, to be honest, was terrible. They just couldn't care less about the kids at all. Their food wasn't great. So, like, as much as I love the Celia, I think the food there is excellent, and the bread service is unbeaten. I'm not taking the kids there. It's not
I
worth
wouldn't
it.
say it's unbeaten.
What was you? I mean, the Boathouse bread's pretty decent.
Sana.
Yeah, but you wanted that off the list.
Yeah, only because there's nothing there for kids, I
Yeah,
suppose.
true. So at the Boathouse for kids, grilled salmon.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Which great. She eats that.
I think this year, as cruel as it sounds, on a national holiday, we're going to have to sort of make her eat some healthy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Otherwise, well, they're going to get blocked up.
Yeah, maybe it's not a bad thing at
No, that's not going into the detail of our children's bowel movements over the last week. They also have a burger. They've got popcorn shrimp.
I might eat that if I don't tell her it's shrimp.
Chick, chick. Yeah, but it's battered, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's different.
It's different, yeah, but it's still battered. I'd rather, like, there, she had the grilled salmon.
I think, did she have that last
She
time?
did, yeah, she
Maybe
really
she
liked
did.
it, yeah. And then they've got a choice of strawberry shortcake, Oreo sundae, or chocolate cupcake there.
Yeah.
So it's good, isn't it? Like,
We could go there a couple of times.
I'd be happy to go there a couple of times. Obviously, it's I've always loved it, but I do think it's a good kids' restaurant. So that is where our restaurants are at the minute. I think we probably talked about removing and adding it. I think the Plaza will come off the list maybe, and we'll find an alternative for that. So,
Or
but
just not. We don't have to have a sit down every day, do
no, we don't have to. But if anyone's got any ideas, then definitely send them across to us, and we'll have a look. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
we? Bye.